Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Devin Nunes, the guru, the CEO of Truth Social, also a man who watches the San Joaquin Valley for me, the breadbasket of the solar system. And these are late summer days, the heat wave across the United States, Labor Day holiday, everybody getting ready for fall, back to school. And, Devin, a very good day to you. I'm checking on agriculture, on employment, on the price of gasoline and Visalia. I want to hear that everything is well because the rest of the world is very unhappy. Good evening to you, Devin.
John, great to be with you. As always, happy Labor Day to you and your audience. Always a pleasure to be on. So gasoline, it's interesting that you mentioned that. Gasoline is as high as I've ever seen it. So it is extremely high. Matter of fact, I passed through on Friday along I-5, and I saw $7 gas, which was incredible. I paid over $5 this week in Tulare. So it is California continues to have the homeless problem. You have to remember where I'm situated is about halfway between L.A. and San Francisco, and it's on the interior at the base of the Sierra Nevada mountain range. So, and it's agricultural based. Now, we've had in this area, we've long had a steady growth, even as the state has continued to decline in population. We've had steady growth, but the growth is slow in terms of we've had people that move out of Los Angeles and the Bay Area, and they come to more affordable housing here. But I think like the rest of the state, that's just starting to slow because you're seeing more and more people that are moving out of the state. And, you know, that just has been the trend. So, you know, even though we're a long way from Sacramento and the wild policies from there, you know, ultimately we are impacted just because of a lot of the laws that are being passed affect the schools, affect, you know, businesses, and, you know, agriculture is a business. And there's a lot of rules and regulations that come with it. And, you know, most farmers, if they could, they would leave the valley. They wouldn't want to be here. But you can't move the soil and the weather, John. It's a little bit of a problem. So California, with all its problems, it remains the most blessed piece of real estate on the planet. It's just run by a bunch of morons who continue to destroy the state.
The Mediterranean climate, consistent? You've seen this before, no change?
No, very, very consistent. Actually, this year, matter of fact, this has been a cooler Labor Day. Typically in August, we get a rainstorm. So, you know, of course, you saw the big rainstorm, set some records in parts of Southern California for the day. But it's pretty typical that we'll get a storm or two that'll come through in August, September. It's very rare, but it does happen about once a year. Just this year was a little bit more than normal. But look at the extended forecast looks pretty favorable, kind of normal here for the next few weeks, which is good as the almonds are being harvested and the pistachios are being harvested and the grapes are being harvested. So all good here, except you just have to dodge the homeless people and the potholes on the most dangerous freeway in America that runs right alongside the Greek ruins known as the high-speed rail that Victor Davis Hanson talks about. The high-speed rail runs across, which, of course, is a total boondoggle, still not even close to being finished with no trains in sight, runs right alongside the 99 freeway, which is the most dangerous freeway in America.
The wildfires, there's a fire to the north of California on the Oregon border. You had big fires, as I recall, last year or 21. You were very concerned about the old growth forests. Is there a risk again? Is that dried out, the undergrowth?
Well, it's always a risk, John, and it will continue to be a risk. I mean, there's so much has burnt down. I don't want to say there's none left to burn, but so much has burnt down over the last 4 or 5 years. And that's largely because the timber industry was eliminated 30 years ago. And so you just don't have the fire breaks and that the trees continue to grow, the brush grows, and it's just fuel. And so anytime you get lightning strikes and that sort of thing. So it is potentially a problem, but there's been so much that's burned down over the last few years that I just don't think there's as much fuel up there.
And the immigration story, which is big at the border, do you see immigrants in the valley?
I mean, look, it's hard to know. Well, we're not seeing, it seems like things are so bad in California that a lot of the illegal immigration is going elsewhere. So we're not seeing the movement of like we have in the past. It seems like they're coming through Texas and then they're just going to other states. But, you know, California has long, I mean, for the last, I don't know, since 2000, roughly, was when we crossed over the line of we had the only reason that we were growing in population was because of the influx of immigrants coming into California. It was not from people moving to California. So there was, but it still kept the growth. So between natural, between births and immigrants coming into California, that was keeping the population growing. But as you know, for the last 2 or 3 years, it's been the first time in California's history that we've actually lost population. We went down overall, immigrants, births, and people leaving the state.
About the homeless, the story in LA, the story in San Diego, the story in San Francisco gets worse every time I report on it. Is that true for Visalia? I'm trying to figure out what kind of homeless resident or person in a tent would go to a small town as opposed to staying in the big cities. Are they different then?
Well, John, you have to remember that nearly every city in California now is fairly good size. I mean, even in the Tulare Visalia metro region that I'm in, I mean, you're talking about almost 250,000 people just in that metro area. And then to the north of us is Fresno County, which is nearly 1 million people. And to the south is Kern County, people known as Bakersfield, which is also nearing 1 million people, not quite there. And, you know, our area, like I said, we're continuing to grow. It's just in terms of population, but it's very, very slow. But we do tend to have a larger immigrant population, people that work in agriculture. So our birth rate is not as horrible as you see in LA and the Bay Area, where people have stopped having kids and people are older. So we do have, you know, a little bit of natural growth. We do have that stable population because of the agricultural economy. We don't have a lot of the pressures that you see in San Francisco and LA. But with all that said, John, the homeless is a disaster. Huh. I mean, 7 years ago, you know, you didn't see really very many homeless people in this part of the world. You saw a few in Fresno, but for the most part, it was all in LA and San Francisco and along the coast. And now for the last 5, 6, 7 years, it's just getting worse and
worse.
Are
they in tents? Are they using vans? You know, the van lords of Palo Alto, where the trucks will never move, but they rent them out weekly. How do they shelter in Visalia? Lean-tos? Or do they just lie on the street? What's it look like?
Well, yes, yes, and yes is the answer. You see a little bit of all of it. But, you know, for example, in the Tulare Visalia metro area, which is, I told you, 250,000 people roughly, there's well over 1,000 homeless here. And you'll see little tent camps that pop up. You'll see people that are in bushes. I mean, if I go from one end of my home city to the other, you'll see no fewer than you know, a dozen at least, I can almost promise you, of real random homeless people just walking, jaywalking across the street. There's a convenience store nearby where I'm at, and there's always 2 or 3 cars that are parked out there. They seem to rotate. I think the police must go by there and make a move, but you know, they'll move from one side of the street to the other. But people sleep in them. They've moved a lot of the homeless were along the railroad track, so they have these tent cities and lean-tos. They moved them into this designated area where you see it's like a tent city. And that tent city is one that you know, at least now what happens is they move them. You know, if you put up a tent city, they'll come and move you to the, you know, to the designated area. But then I think the problem is if you do drugs, you get booted out of there. So then we see just random homeless walking around. So it's, and look, John, and this is just in, this is the same thing for the city of Visalia. I mean, you get to the larger cities and it gets even worse.
Do you have the smash and grab problem that they're now seeing in Orange County? A gang activity and 9 or 10 young men in masks running in and grab things and just intimidate retail?
We saw a little bit of it in Fresno, but we have not seen it in our area. Our area, you know, knock on wood, but you know, largely it's because you know you have you know, tough sheriff and tough DAs, so it's not tolerated. Tough police force. That's the one good, the only shining spot part of California is what's left of good governance. You know, 25 years ago we were one of the middle most well run states. Now we're the worst, but the one thing that's remained intact is we have a lot of counties, and every county enacts, has their own sheriff and district attorney. So they have a little bit of autonomy. Every year, Sacramento and the governors tend to take some of that autonomy away. But, you know, we're pretty strong on law enforcement here still, knock on wood. But, you know, nothing's stopping them from doing it. I think they just know that, you know, they're going to be prosecuted here and arrested here much faster because in the big cities, they've just flat out given up on it. I mean, they don't have a police force from, you know, police won't even deal with them.
Speaking to Devin Nunes, the CEO, the guru of Truth Social, formerly representing California in the San Joaquin Valley, was speaking to the conditions in agrarian California. We're going to speak to the politics of the moment, especially from the point of view of London. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,